The announcements by Senators Jeff Flake and Bob Corker that they wouldn't run for re-election stunned the political world, two incumbents calculating they can't either win a GOP primary or didn't have the stomach for a nasty battle happens very rarely. And at the state level in Texas, longtime House Speaker Joe Strauss says he won't seek re-election. What does it say about the political landscape when politicians known for having cooler heads aren't interested in taking on the firebrands? To talk about it, I'm joined by Jay Iyer. He's an assistant professor at Texas Southern University School of Public Affairs. Jay, has the public square become too crass? Is that what we're seeing at the state and national levels?
I think there's no doubt that there's a coarseness in our political discourse that's at a different level than it was, say, even 20, 30 years ago. It's important to clarify that Senator Flake's disagreement is really not one of substance, but really one of style.
Has President Trump made it acceptable to be sort of a bully in terms of outwardly wanting to get what you want? Lyndon Johnson, people would talk about how maybe he was a bully, but it was behind the scenes. He was negotiating. He would, you know, grab people by the elbow.
Right.
But President Trump is doing it on Twitter and in speeches.
Right. I think, I don't think there's any debate that the concept of presidential behavior has changed dramatically under President Trump. His use of language, his tactics, I think it's really at a level that we've not seen before in the public square. And I think the distinction between public and behind the scenes is important. Our expectations of presidents historically have been to be above the fray, to try to bring the country together, to try to bridge gaps. What I think President Trump is doing is really doing in many ways the opposite of that. He looks for points of division that he can exploit. And so I think that's in that sense, I think that's absolutely the case.
So with Jeff Flake and Bob Corker both announcing that they won't run for re-election, they'll be in office for another year or so. There are some critics who've said, well, wait a second, if you feel like the style has gotten too coarse and what President Trump is doing is not acceptable, then why don't you stay there and try to make it right from inside? What are your thoughts about that?
I think that's a very valid criticism. Both Corker and Flake, and you can certainly throw in Ben Sasse from Nebraska, John McCain, the senior senator there as well. In the case of Senator McCain, I think he's been very consistent and I think probably as forceful as anyone in making the case against the president in terms of the way he behaves. But I do think leaving at this time is a sign that you're capitulating to a permanent change in the discussion. You can say that you want to be active on the outside, but retired United States senators historically have not had that kind of role. Senator Flake, I think, wants to push back against this. I think he should probably have taken a page out of Senator Collins, who made a decision to stay in the Senate. Or frankly, if he didn't feel like he could win the Republican primary right now in Arizona, he should have taken a page out of Senator Murkowski's book and maybe think about running as an independent Republican.
And Jay, let's go specifically to Texas. How big a loss is it to have Speaker Strauss decide to retire? And as far as the micro versus macro, is it similar to what Senator Flake or Senator Corker is doing?
Yeah, I think a pretty monumental loss in Texas. He's the longest serving speaker, tied for that. He's really the first one to leave on his own terms. Most speakers leave. They're essentially deposed either through a shift in terms of the partisan representation or they've lost the confidence of their caucus. Speaker Strauss is sort of unique in that. Now, in Texas, the political structure is divided. There's really three branches of the Texas legislature. There are what we call business Republicans. There are movement social conservatives. And then there are Democrats. Speaker Strauss really was emblematic and I think was the leader of this sort of this centrist business Republican establishment. He is, you know, sort of classically the George H.W. Bush Republican country club, what they used to call country club Republicans. He was very much a moderate centrist and what would be considered a moderate centrist in sort of a modern sense, modern Republican Party. The movement social conservative wing of the party, which every statewide office holder is a member of. And so the agenda that Speaker Strauss essentially pushed back against and stopped was their agenda. And I think from that perspective, it was a loss. Now, there's some speculation that he may run for governor himself, either in the Republican primary or as an independent.
Jay Iyer is an assistant professor at Texas Southern University's School of Public Affairs. And on this Thursday morning, you're listening to the show.